Hello, everybody. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Free Farm Radio. I am your host, Mixtape, and I am joined by someone very special who would like to introduce themselves.
Hey, I'm DJ Cobra Kid.
DJ Cobra Kid is one of my dear friends from a long time ago, since like first grade. And DJ Cobra Kid is here across the country with me today. And we're doing a little My Chemical Romance retrospective for you all. But before we get to that fun stuff, we are first going to hear a PSA. Has your doctor ordered a CT scan, MRI, mammogram, or other radiology test? Prepare for your exam by visiting radiologyinfo.org. Radiologyinfo.org gives you a detailed description of nearly 100 tests and treatments. Visit radiology.org. Yay! Thanks for that, PSA. So the songs that you just heard were Skylines and Turnstiles by My Chemical Romance off of their I Brought You My Bullets, You Brought Me Your Love album. I think that's from Eyeball Records. And then we went straight into Helena, also by My Chemical Romance, off their Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge album. And now, Katie, DJ Cobra Kid, would you like to introduce our next song with a bit of a monologue?
You like D&D, Audrey Hepburn, Fangoria, Harry Houdini, and croquet. You can't swim, you can't dance, and you don't know karate. Face it, you're never gonna make it.
I don't wanna make it. I just wanna... Oh no. One second, folks. Hello, everybody. I was talking to DJ Cobra Kid, and we realized that I never even said what show this is today. This is Screech, for all of you wondering. We normally are joined by the lovely DJ Joanne Twink Death, but she is in New York City today and yesterday, and met Aubrey Plaza, for all those interested. Pretty epic, pretty awesome. DJ Cobra Kid, is there anything you'd like to mention about any songs you just heard? No worries if not. Okay. DJ Cover Kid is vehemently shaking her head. That's no. I'll just mention a little tidbit. I recently rewatched the tour video diary called Life on the Murder Scene from their Sweet Revenge tour from 2004. And there's this video of Gerard and Ray singing a fashion statement right before they're meeting with their label for the first time. And their harmonies are just so good a cappella. I think it's really cool that there are, like, three very competent vocalists in that band. Yeah, pretty awesome group of people. okay, that was our little retrospective on Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge. We are moving into the Black Parade, which coincidentally, DJ Cobra Kid won the Ticketmaster War for us. Everyone say, thank you, DJ Cover Kid. And we will be seeing the Black Parade tour this summer, which is pretty exciting and, like, world-changing. So without further ado, we are going into the Black Parade.
But where's your heart? But where's your heart? But where's your... And I know there's nothing I can say to change that part. To change that part. To change. Never speak, awake and unafraid.
Nothing you can say can stop me going home.
Hello, hello. We are back. We just heard Famous Last Words off of the My Chemical Romance Black Parade album, and then Disenchanted off of that same album. DJ Cobra Kid, do you have anything to say about your selection of Famous Last Words?
Yeah, I think that song just means a lot to me, and I think also just a lot to the band, because that is the song that that made Mikey decide to stay with the band and continue making music.
Yeah, it's everything I read about the creation of the Black Parade makes it sound like it was such a tumultuous time, as it was for many of the other albums they created. But it's really cool, just the fact that they all chose the band each time to stay with it. Of course, not in 2013, but they did in 2019 and onward. And I'm all the happier for it. I chose Disenchanted off that same album, which they played for the first time at the One Way Young Fest, first time since, like, I think 2007, which is pretty crazy. And there's a line about watching your high school heroes sell a car on TV, which I think resonates, but also is kind of going to be a funny backdrop because DJ Cobra Kid and I are seeing MCR in the same place where he graduated high school. So the narrative layers are going to be very, very ripe with meaning. Thanks, MCR. We are now going into our Danger Days portion of the evening, an album that just turned 14 a couple of days ago on actually DJ Twink Death's birthday. So, really amazing day for the universe. I love this album. Cobra Kid, thoughts on this album?
It's such a fun album. I feel like it all ties together so well.
Yeah, and the fact that there's like a comic book series based off of it, I admire Gerard Way's imagination and construction of character so much. I think it's so cool that this is set in 2019 concept album. Yeah, but enough from us. We'll let the album do its own talking. This is Bulletproof Heart from Danger Days. Slow fade. Okay. We just heard Bulletproof Heart and The Only Hope For Me Is You off of Danger Days. I think those are both my selections, so we'll hear DJ Cobra Kids next. But I love those two songs, especially The Only Hope For Me Is You. It's just so, like, apocalyptic and desperate and lovely. DJ Cobra Kid, what was our topic for this sub-segment?
Ferrard.
And what is Ferrard a portmanteau of?
Frank Iero and Gerard Way.
And let's talk about it. I think it's, like, regardless of whether or not they were actually ever a legit couple, I think it's really cool how adamant they were about, like, annoying a lot of really straight and homophobic band guys throughout the early 2000s. I was just talking to DJ Cobra Kid about this. They managed to get a band kicked off Warped Tour because the band kept calling them slurs because they were wearing makeup. Not even because they were, like, sticking their tongues down each other's throats, but because they were wearing, like, a red glitter on their eyes. But, yeah, what are your thoughts on Ferrard? What do you want to say to the audience? Lie to me.
Yeah, I don't know. Whether they were together for real or not, they were an icon. They were an icon before many people were icons.
Yeah, I remember, like, the performance after, I think, Frank got married, and there's so much, like, film. He says, lie to me instead of trust me. Gerard Way says, this is a song about not loving someone, when introing, I don't love you anymore, like, looks right at Frank. It's just, the drama, it's so camp. It's so, yeah. Thank you for indulging us, dear audience. We will now be moving into two more songs from Danger Days. DJ Cobra Kid, do you remember your songs? Or do you want me to intro them?
Yeah, we will be listening to, we'll be listening to Summertime and The Kids From Yesterday.
Yep. Woo! Okay. See you guys soon.
Thank you. Please make some noise for James DeWeese. Please make some noise for Mr. Michael Petticone. And me and my three brothers are in a band called My Chemical Romance. And we thank you so much for coming out tonight, spending this evening with us. This is for every kid out there that dyed their hair a fucked up color and can't get a job. That got a tattoo on their neck like Frank and can't get a job. That does this because they fucking love this. This song's for every kid in the audience, even if you don't have fucked up hair or tattoos. Every kid on stage. This song's about us, this song's about you. It's called The Kids From Yesterday.
DJ Cover Kid, would you like to tell us what you just listened to and why we listened to it?
So I think with Summertime, that's a song that reminds me of you. You know, we were gonna run away to Paris, get buried. So it felt apt. because from yesterday, I think that just sounds. It sounds like an ending.
Yeah.
You know, like I think I've always like thought like of like that's like the ending for some like movie where they all like everyone ends up happy and like walking away into the sunset.
Yeah. And I guess it kind of is, because it's the Danger Days plotline, and it being one of the last songs they ever put out, except for Conventional Weapons, I guess. Sorry, Conventional Weapons. Yeah, Summertime, good song. Also reminds me of you, Cobra Kid. Guys, do you want to hear a fun fact about Cobra Kid? Cobra Kid had a photo of Mikey Way. And not, like, modern Mikey Way, like, 2004 Mikey Way is their background for a long time. Yeah, but we just listened to the iTunes 2011 festival version of Kids From Yesterday. I like the intro when Gerard is talking about the dyed hair and the neck tattoo, because I learned this fun fact about Frank recently. He got the neck tattoo right when he dropped out of college to join MCR as kind of like insurance that he would never be able to do anything other than be in a band to prevent him from leaving it. And apparently all of the members like pitched in to pay for it because they really wanted him to be a part of it. So I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah, that was our set. We still have time for one more song. Cobra Kid, your choice. What do you want to hear?
Teenagers.
Heck yeah. I love this riff. It's so iconic.
Because they sleep with a gun and keep an eye on you, son, so they can watch all the things you do. Because the drugs never work, they gonna give you a smirk, 'cause they got methods of keeping you clean. They gonna rip up your heads, your aspirations to shreds. Another cog in the murder machine. They say trouble.